Act 3, David and Goliath. The following text is narrated by the celebrity of a reality show from Hollywood that Alberto met during the process. The name of the person is irrelevant. Alberto never stopped doing everything he could for justice since the moment he decided to live. He shared his story with the world, and literally, he managed to reach hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world. He shared his story on many podcasts, interviews, and he even appeared in the 35C3 Congress where his story was used for one presentation. Then came heavy artillery. He published a book about his story which was a huge success, and then again, he reached even more people. The book was added to the file of the case. Needless to say, the judge and prosecutor never expected somebody who could give them so many headaches. The book was not intended to make money. I mostly gave it for free in its Spanish edition, and for a reasonable price in its English version. Yes, the book was not only in Spanish but also in English. The world knew about my story and the community of cybersecurity could not believe the story and the police as well as the justice system of Uruguay. Most of the people were not only shocked but also upset. But in Alberto's plan to generate so much pressure from the outside of the system, was not completed with the book. Alberto had a silver bullet to make the pressure trigger a change in the police and justice. Among the hundreds of people that contacted Alberto, one person in the film industry told Alberto she would produce a documentary about his story. That was something out of the blue, as Alberto contacted tens of producers, and people from the film industry to do it without any luck. A documentary about his story, was without any doubt, the ultimate weapon he could use to win the battle. The producer told Alberto she wanted to produce the documentary in October 2019. She was working producing another documentary and after that she would work on the story of Alberto. Due to the coronavirus, the documentary was on hold for months. Then the patience gave Alberto the reward of having his story produced, not as an indie project, but by Hollywood studio. It was something amazing that I bet nobody could think it was going to happen. But there are no limits and at one point the universe aligns and blesses somebody who had only received punches for years. The gun with the silver bullet was triggered the moment the documentary was included in the file of the case. It was too much for the judge and prosecutor to deal with. At that point they knew they were in front of somebody who would do the impossible to clean his name. I think it was the happiest day of my life when the lawyer called me and told me the charges were dropped. At the end, real justice was achieved. Who knows, maybe the magic of fiction book could become true. To picture is to create, and Alberto had too many pictures in his mind. Giving up was never considered by Alberto, who had the determination to win the battle against Goliath, but this story is not about David and Goliath. This story is about some powerful people who thought that the first hacker in Uruguay to serve prison time was their trophy when at the end, they ended up being the trophy of Alberto. They were powerful people Alberto had to fight against, but the power was limited to a country, they never saw the bullet from outside. And the silver bullet did its job as planned by Alberto. Alberto sued the government for all the damages suffered and he also won that battle, but the most precious reward was returning with his girlfriend in a relationship that could support the worst storm a human being could imagine. I won the battle. Now there is only one thing left to do to close this story. I went to meet the guys from IT of the medical provider as well as the agents from Interpol and Alvaro, the other guy arrested for the case, and give them their share from the lawsuits won. Javier, the guy who wanted me to hack the bank, gets more than the rest as he was the mastermind behind all this. Everything that had no answer, was just part of a wicked plan to create a show for the media, while performing a pathetic investigation to assure a big reward from the government. Finally, I will delete all the information I stole from the medical provider, after selling it on a market of the dark web at a price of $5 per medical record, making the job even much more profitable, considering that we are talking about hundreds of thousands of health records. Then I celebrated this perfect crime. Justice. There is no justice, just a lot of corruption. Now I must take care of the bank issue with Javier. Any similarity with real facts is a coincidence.